Hey family, how are you today? I've come to the conclusion that over the last several days that the enemy is Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, the enemy to our souls, the enemy to our life, the ruler of this world, has been coming against what the world would call, or he would call, the nuclear family. What's the most destructive power to his kingdom? The father and the mother being there together for the child. And that's important. In the kingdom of God, family is first and foremost on the schedule, on the things that to keep. So I want to give you a hint and a heads up as to how to defeat the enemy when it comes to him coming against the home. And this is the book of Psalms is David, and he's always perplexed, always troubled by the enemy, always surrounded by the enemy. And yet he always won his battles. He never lost a battle. He died an old man. So I want to confront the devil, the god of this world, the little g, and I want to give you some ammo to tear him to pieces. Are you ready? This is Psalms chapter 3. It says, God, how are they, T-H-E-Y, not those people, not other kingdoms, they, increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up surrounding me, that are against me. Many there will be which say of my to my soul, there is no help for me in God. Oh, how many people hear that today? How many people that are suffering from depression, anxiety, fear, turmoil, that hear in their mind, in their soul, there is no help for you. But the word in Psalms 3 says, but you, O God, are my shield for me. You are the one that I glory in. That's step one on how to tear the enemy to shreds. I glory in God. And you are the lifter up of my head, which means you are the one that controls and helps lift my thoughts out of depression, out of anxiety, out of fear. And how do we get God to that place where He lifts us up? It says, I cried unto you, O God, with my voice. What did He do? He cried with His voice, and you heard me out of your sacred, holy place, and I had peace. I laid my head down in rest and was able to sleep. I awakened, for God sustained me, although the enemy surrounded me. I will not be afraid of tens or thousands of people that have set themselves against me, that the enemy has set against me, surrounding me. But instead, I shall voice out, Arise, O God, and save me, my God. For you have struck down all of my enemies. Upon the cheekbone you have shut their mouth. You have broken their teeth, the teeth of the wicked. And salvation belongs to you, O God. The blessing is upon your people. This is warfare statements. These are answers on how to get the devil to quit attacking our wives and our children and our home from every direction, because the enemy has been attacking your family. He's been attacking families all around the world, trying to decrease their strength and their dependence upon God and their reliance upon each other and their love for their children. So today, let's break that stronghold. Let's break the enemy's attack. Let's declare right now in Jesus' name, Satan, you have an army against you, and they shall break your teeth. They shall destroy your words, and there is nothing you can do about it. Now, there are many of you that heard what I had to say, and you said, but I don't see the help that God is offering. So you today I want to pray for, because you need prayer, and this is the prayer you need. Are you ready? Father, You close your eyes and let me pray this, because when you open your eyes, you're going to see something you've never seen before. You're going to see how many are for you, and that those that are for you are more than those that are against you. So, Father, put salve from the kingdom upon their eyes. Open them up to the awakening of your truth, that they would see those that are for them more than those that are against them. Right now, in Jesus' name, I declare complete openness. May blindness leave your life now. In Jesus' name, may your ears be quickened to hear the voice of the Lord, that you would be those that follow the shepherd, and that you would come into the life of the Most High and see Him for who He truly is, your Father, the lover of your souls. Holy Spirit, go now and quicken your people. Bring life to their lips. Quicken their inner being, that out of their belly would flow rivers of living water. Right now, Holy Spirit, go forth and quicken your people. Strengthen them to hold forth with the sword of the Spirit, with the shield of faith that God has equipped them with, that they would cut the enemy down, and that those things that have attached themselves to their lives, those demonic entities, those viruses, those plagues of the enemy, would be cut off with the sword of the Spirit even now, Father. That right now, in the name of Jesus, that every stronghold would be broken down by the power of the Holy Spirit. That Satan would come forward and reveal himself and tear down his idols and to declare the power of Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that the word is strong and it is double-edged, and that it cuts down every attack of the enemy. And that the blood, it purges us from the defilement of the enemy. It shields us from every fiery dart of the enemy. And that it throws the flames of heaven upon the head of the enemy. And that our kindness, Father, our kindness in this world throws fiery hot coals upon the people that the enemy's using's head. Right now, may coals go upon the people that are against us, so that they would be convicted and converted into the kingdom. Oh, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I say, I celebrate you, Lord God, for you are the quickener of our souls. You are the majestic King, our high tower, our shield, our safety, the one that we run to and find ourselves in safety. You are the one that we can stand upon and throw rocks upon the enemy's head and crush his head with the words of truth, for the rock is truth. And truth destroys the thoughts and the mentality of the enemy. So I thank you, Lord, for the quickening of your spirit, and that you emanate throughout our entire being, that light explodes from the inside of us, that we become a city on a hill, high and lifted up, and that there be no bushel upon our heads, but that we be a light for those around us. I thank you for this, Father, and I thank you, family, that you are strong and able, that you have no weaknesses except for that which you boast in, that the Lord may be glorified. And I thank you, family, that you receive the anointing and the gift of the Holy Spirit even now. And I thank you, if you are a sinner, that you turn to the Lord Jesus, that you see that He is the lover of your souls, and that you take this blessing, you receive this touch, this presence of God. And as you receive this, know that it came through a voice, and that your voice is just as powerful as the voice you hear. So open your mouth, declare your blessings, decree the word of the Lord, and you will be a blessing. You will receive your blessing, and you will change the world around you, all because your voice is the vessel that the Father sends His Spirit through. So I love you, family. And remember, Jesus loves you more. And the victory is yours. Yes, I say the victory is yours, no matter what you're going through. Cancer, no matter what hell the enemy has tried to put you in, no matter what valley you're in. Your voice is the place where God will show you your table to dine at, and you shall eat the goodness of the Lord in the presence of your enemies, and you shall come out of that valley, and you shall be a mountain of the Lord, and you shall destroy the strongholds of the enemy and those people around you, and you shall receive the blessings of heaven, and the blessings of heaven shall emanate from within you. All because Jesus loves you more. So I thank you, family, for reaching up and getting your blessing and changing the world, and you doing it so in the name of Jesus. I love you, family. Be blessed.